Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from mostly cloudy Fort Myers, Florida, and Hammond Stadium, site of tonight's series opener between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Tonight, game one of a six-game series with first pitch coming up at 7 o'clock. It is the final season of the regular season, final series of the regular season. At long last, we've come down to this. The Mets, winners of the first half, safely in the playoffs. The Mighty Muscles, winners of the first half in the West Division, safely in the playoffs. So this is a tune-up of sorts for the postseason, which starts a week from tonight. The Mets will be at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, about a 99% chance they will be facing the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's a little more clouded for the Mighty Muscles. They're not quite sure who they're going to face, although it's looking more and more like it's going to be the Dunedin Blue Jays. But we'll definitely know more by Sunday on the regular season finale. Well, the Mets and Mighty Muscles roll in with some momentum. The Mighty Muscles, after losing their first three games last week against Bradenton, won the final three. The Mets won games Saturday and Sunday to take 4-6 from Jupiter. So the Mets on a two-game winning streak and Fort Myers on a three-gamer. The Mets roll into town 71-53 overall. That's the best record in the Florida State League. The Mets are also 31-28 in the second half. They've cut a five-game deficit behind Palm Beach to three with six games to go. Fort Myers is 66-57. Overall, but they've struggled in the second half after winning the first. The Muscles are 25-34 in the second half. Taking a complete look at the standings, Palm Beach 34-25 in the East. That's three games up on the Mets. Jupiter is eliminated from second half contentions, but there's still a way to make it to the postseason. And Daytona is eliminated as well in the second half and overall. Over in the West, it's wild. You got three teams vying for one spot. They've all played a different number of games. Dunedin is 36-22. Two games up on Bradenton, which is 35-25. Tampa is 2.5 back at 33-24. Lakeland is still alive, four games back at 32-26. Flying Tigers have won four in a row, but it's likely too late. Fort Myers and Clearwater eliminated from contention in the second half. Other games around the Florida State League tonight as everybody begins the final series of the regular season. Daytona is hosting Fort Tampa, seven games in 6 days there. They're trying to pick up a suspended game from earlier in the half. I don't think they've got going yet. Palm Beach, no score at Dunedin in the top of the second. That a huge series for both teams as they're both in first place trying to clinch their playoff spots. Lakeland's at Jupiter. Jupiter needs to essentially win out to have a chance to make the playoffs, and they need a lot of help from the Mets as well. Bradenton is at Clearwater. No score there. Bradenton trying to beat up on the lowly Threshers. You figure they got to win five or six in that series. And that's a look around the Florida State League tonight. And once again, first pitch here is scheduled for 7 o'clock. It's been a terrible rainy season here in Fort Myers. It looked like the tarp was going to go on the field earlier today, but it did not. It did not rain here. It could rain later today. John Vitas, the fine Fort Myers broadcaster, was telling me it's been coming in three waves, early afternoon, right before game time, and then later at night. And there is a chance of rain around 9 o'clock, and with the 7 o'clock start, we should be official by then, but maybe not all the way done. So cross your fingers for good weather this week. Fort Myers has had 40 games affected by rain, either delayed, postponed, canceled, or suspended. So they're kind of the unlucky team, while the Mets have been very fortunate weather-wise this series. They're coming off six games at home against Jupiter with no weather issues whatsoever. No commercial break. We'll roll right into the starting pitching matchup in today's game for the Mets. It's the second-round pick out of Tennessee. Blade Tidwell, making his fourth start for St. Lucie. He's 0-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Blade has pitched 5 1/3 innings, scattering 3 hits and 2 runs. He's hit 2 and walked 6, and he has struck out 4. Opponents only hitting 176 against him. Again, an extremely small sample size. He looked his best last week against Jupiter, pitched 2 1/3 innings, was up to 97 miles per hour, and received a no decision. As he makes these starts, he's just not around long enough to qualify for a win. Now, Tidwell on the mound for the Mets. The starter for the Mighty Muscles is a major league rehabber, Bailey Ober, who has been on the injured list for the Minnesota Twins since June with a right groin strain. Does not sound very fun. So he's on rehab assignment. He was the Twins' 12th round pick in 2017 out of the College of Charleston. Now it's been a quick jump up to the big leagues for Ober. He's only pitched in 7 games for Minnesota this year, and he's 1-2 with a 4.01 ERA. He did make a rehab start last week for Fort Myers, went 3 innings, scattering 3 hits and 1 run. They do expect him to pitch around 4 innings tonight, so it's going to be a relatively lengthy start for a major league rehabber here at Hammond Stadium. The lineups will begin with the Mets, and let's begin with the news of Omar De Los Santos. As we left the broadcast on Sunday, we knew he was hurt on the right hand after that slide into first base in the first inning. And the news, unfortunately, not that great for Omar. He's not with the team right now. It looked like the right ring finger, and it's still to be determined his status the rest of the way. So that was a big blow for the Mets, and he's not in the starting lineup today. And we'll see if he can participate at some level in however long this season continues. But bad news, as the best player in the league, maybe one of the best seasons all time in the history of the St. Lucie Mets, was marred on that Sunday with that slide into second base. So Tanner Murphy, who's done a good job since coming down for the last 2 months from Brooklyn, will slot into the leadoff spot and play center. Kevin Parada will bat second and catch. It was Parada's best game on Sunday with a couple of walks and a couple of hits. Junior Tillian bats third. He's the DH. Chase Estep will hit cleanup. He's at third. DeAndre Smith hit 2 home runs last week. He hits fifth. He's at second. Carlos Dominguez, the league's home run leader, bats sixth. He's in right. We welcome back Kevin Kendall. He is on minor league rehab assignment. Kevin was drafted in the 7th round last year out of UCLA. Was spectacular after joining the St. Lucie Mets to finish out the regular season. He was due to start this season in Brooklyn, but late in camp, he broke his wrist, and that has cost him the entire season. So he'll make his 2022 debut tonight. Could be a good shot in the arm for the Mets, as Kendall was awesome last year. That's not the way he wants to have his season go, but good that he got in late at the end of the season. He's going to bat seventh and play short. Brad Malm, who played really well at first base last weekend, will hit eighth. He's at first again, and Rylan Thomas is in left field batting ninth. For the Mighty Muscles, Misael Urbina is going to lead off and play center field. Urbina is MLB Pipeline's number 8 Twins prospect. Noah Miller bats second. He's at short. Tanner Scoble is batting third. He's at second base. Scoble, a high round draft pick, compensation round pick out of Virginia Tech this year by the Twins. Noah Cardenas bats cleanup. He's the catcher, 8th round pick out of last year. Ben Ross hits fifth. He is in left field, 5th round pick this year out of Notre Dame College in Ohio. Kalui Rosario is batting sixth. He is in right field and drafted out of a Hawaiian high school in the 5th round in 2020. He's had a good season. Rubolt Cespedes bats seventh. He's at first. Keone Cavaco will hit eighth and bat eighth and play third. Cavaco was the first round pick by the Twins way back in 2019, so he's still trying to get out of single A. And Nate Baez is batting ninth. He is the DH. Baez, 12th round pick out of Arizona State this year. He is a catcher. Bailey Ober and the rest of the Mighty Muscles are taking the field. Gosh, And you can't see because there's no MLB TV, but Bailey Ober is one big dude. I mean, you can tell he's a major leaguer. So he's taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. The pregame show is in the books. When we come back, we will have first pitch in the first game of the final week of the 2022 regular season. Mets and Mighty Muscles coming right up.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
It's go time for the Mets and Mighty Muscles, the only meeting between the two teams in the regular season. But I think if you ask both teams right now, they would certainly sign up to meet again next week. Fort Myers and the Mets, winners of the first half. And they will both be underdogs in the playoffs next week. But in a short series, anything can happen. As I said on Sunday, you know, the Mets and Mighty Muscles might be underdogs, but whoever plays them are going to have to win it in their house, in their homes. So that is always a difficult task to win on the road in the postseason. So a tune-up meeting for these two teams. Mets in their road grays. Mighty Muscles in the home whites with the purple sleeves. And the word muscles in purple across the front. Purple numbers on the back. A nice night to start weather-wise, 90 degrees and partly cloudy. The rain to our north has dissipated. Hopefully we're good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings. Probably not going to be saying that a lot this week. We'll take advantage while we can. And a homecoming of sorts for Robbie Robinson. He started his pro coaching career with the Minnesota Twins. He managed their Dominican Summer League team. He was a coach for Triple A Rochester years ago before joining the Mets, so he's back here at the Minnesota Twins spring training complex down there outside the third base coach's box. Tanner Murphy announced to the plate. Home plate umpire Connor McKenna signals for first pitch, and here it comes from Bailey Ober, and it's going to be a ball outside, and we're underway. First pitch at 7:03. Again, it's 90 degrees and partly cloudy at Hammond Stadium tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. This ball is fouled back, and that one nearly into the booth. Not this booth, thank God. One booth a few rooms down. Well, with Bailey Ober pitching, the pitch clock should be off, but it's on. As this pitch is swung on and missed, a slider 82. Also, I'm told that the ABS system is down. Apparently there was a lightning strike at Hammond Stadium a week ago, and that has sent a shock through the system of the ABS. So I think Connor McKenna is just calling his own balls and strikes tonight, an old-fashioned umpiring. They hope to have the ABS fixed tomorrow, and then the robo-ump will call every pitch. And then Thursday through Sunday we'll be back to the challenge system. It's 1-2 on Murphy. And this pitch is fouled straight back. Murph hanging in there. A ball and two strikes against Ober. Ober last week, 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run for the Mighty Muscles, rehabbing a right groin strain. A 1-2 pitch, curveball, look out, nearly hit Murphy on the shoulder. Ober was a Fort Myers miracle in 2019. It was awesome. 8 starts, 4-0 at 0.99 ERA, and then they sent him up to Double A Pensacola, where he was just as good. Here's a tapper off the plate. Ober will pick it up barehand, throw to first. Well done, and Murphy is out by a stride. And part of the rehab process is fielding your position, and Ober did a nice job. Yeah, so Ober started in Fort Myers in 2019, a sub-1 ERA in 8 games. He went to Double A Pensacola and gave up 1 earned run in 24 innings, so a 0.38 ERA. I think he got hurt at some point, but a quick rise through the twin system for Bailey Ober, 12th round pick in 2017 out of College of Charleston. He throws a slider to Kevin Parada. Parada, the Mets' first round pick out of Georgia Tech, having a slow start to his St. Lucie career, but started to come out of it over the weekend. And his best game on Sunday as he sends this one high in the sky to shallow center. Urbina running in makes the catch ahead of Schobel. And Parada is out. 2 down. And Junior Tillian will come up. First pitch to Tillian, he fouls it straight back for strike one. Two outs, nobody on, no score in the top of the first as Tillian takes a fastball up at 92. Tillian playing in his 81st game, is hitting 248, 13 doubles and 12 home runs, 43 driven in. A fine campaign for a player who didn't even start the season in St. Lucie. Remember, he began on the complex side. It was a call over in early May when Shervin Newton was promoted to Brooklyn. He's got a 2-1 count at the plate, and the curveball sails over his head for ball three. So Bailey Ober trying to mix in both breaking pitches here in the first inning. Couple of sliders and curves. Slider sharper than the curveball. Ober, 3-1 pitch, and that's hacked foul over to the on-deck circle. Full count. Only been a handful of times this season we have not had the pitch clock. Not been a ton of Major League Rehab pitchers. The Mets have had Joey Lucchesi for a few outings, but it is a different feel and vibe as this ball's grounded up the third base side, but it will turn foul. Tillian runs all the way past first. It'll be a moment before we resume. Okay, crowd here on a Tuesday night. Matt Hammond Stadium. Their bigger nights are Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays, like most. Always scattered blue T-shirts around. A lot of Mets fans make their way out. As Tillian takes a ball up high for ball four. So the two-out walk continues the top of the first, which is scoreless. And then Chase Eastup will bat. Eastup, kind of this year's version of Kevin Kendall. Comes in with a bang. He's hitting 250 in 19 games. 4 doubles, 4 home runs. He's driven in 13. He's taken 12 walks. 851 OPS. Lefty waits on the first pitch from Ober, and it is a changeup, 86 for strike one. Well, East Step, a lefty, so he gets the shift treatment as much as the muscles are allowed to shift. Chalk lines making the pie slice out by second base. East Step takes another changeup, but this one is outside. A ball and a strike. And the wind is blowing in today from left field and center. Shouldn't factor too much for a hitter like East Step. Is a pull hitter from the left side. Takes a fastball up high, two balls and a strike. Ober's command has not been great this inning. At least not to the last two hitters. He's fallen behind both Tillian and East Step. Murphy battled him tough. 2-1 pitch, and this one slugged into center field right at Urbina, who makes the catch to retire the side. So the major league rehabber for the Twins, Bailey Ober, works around a two-out walk in the top of the first. Blade Tidwell walking out to the mound for the Mets. It'll be his fourth start for St. Lucie on the other side of the break.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
Misael Urbina, Noah Miller, Tanner Scoble will bat against Blade Tidwell. Hard-throwing Blade Tidwell gets a pop-up on the first pitch he throws at 96. Kevin Kendall calling for it. The Mets shortstop grabs out number one. Welcome back to action, Kevin Kendall. His first game of the 2022 season. His first game since late September last year for the St. Lucie Mets. He's into the action early by catching a pop-up. Suffered that broken wrist at the end of spring training. He's headed to Brooklyn to start the year. Kind of a lost season for him, but can chip in at the end of the St. Lucie Mets season here. Noah Miller will bat next. As this pitch is a strike, switch hitting Noah Miller. Takes a strike. Miller compensation round pick last year out of a high school in Wisconsin. Takes this pitch low and in. It's two balls and a strike. Tidwell fires this pitch in for a strike at 97. That's a tough one. For a left-handed hitter, that's knee-high, inside corner. Again, that might be one where the ABS system calls a ball, but we don't have the ABS system today. Now with the technical issue. 2-2 pitch coming from Tidwell. Fastball, and that's looped into left, but it'll go foul. Off towards the Fort Myers bullpen. Picked up by Ryland Thomas, and he throws it into the grass berm out there. I left two berms here at Clover Park. A big one out and left, and a small one down the right field line. As the ball fouled away. Hammond Stadium, one of the gems of the Grapefruit League. Longtime spring training home of the Minnesota Twins. Underwent a major renovation in 2014 and 15. Massive upgrades for both the team and the fans. Breaking ball right at the letters, called third strike. Sit down, Noah Miller. Blade Tidwell snaps off a beauty of a slider. Two up, two down. And now Schobel up. ...21-year-old out of Virginia Tech. Big curveball at 77. Nips the outside corner. And Blade Tidwell. Sharp early. Well, for all these pitchers, as Tidwell delivers a curveball a little low, this is one of the last time, maybe second to last time, perhaps third to last time of pitching. Really not guaranteed much after this week. There's a slider for a strike, but the way Tidwell has pitched last game, at least early this game, I think he'd be the favorite to get game one of the playoffs, and he's lined up that way. He's been the Tuesday starter for a few weeks now. As this pitch is low at 97. He's gone 2-2 on Schobel. Fastball driven into the left center field gap by Schobel, and that is going to bounce two times, three times, and stop at the base of the wall. Schobel takes a wide turnaround second. Here's the relay throw to third. Good knockdown by Estep. Nobody's at third base. Well, there's Blade Tidwell to walk over. He's backing up the play. So a double, strong double by Schobel. And a two-strike pitch with two outs here in the bottom of the first. And that will bring up Noah Cardenas with an opportunity for a go-ahead hit. And Kevin Kendall with the relay throw there to third base. And Schobel had stopped at second. The throw was a little offline. Schobel, I think, could have made it if he kept going. And he's in scoring position anyways. There's a slider down and away. The Mets defense, you've already heard Kendall a couple of times. Estep at third, DeAndre Smith at second. Brad Malm at first. Ryland Thomas in left, Tanner Murphy in center. And Carlos Dominguez patrols right. Kevin Parada, the catcher. As this pitch misses away, 2-0. So you have the Mets' first pick and third pick as the battery tonight. And these are things you cannot foresee at the start of the season. But at this point in time, the Florida State League is basically a draft league. As this pitch misses inside for ball three at 96. And the pick in between the two of Parada and Tidwell was Jet Williams, a blazing high school shortstop out of Texas. Very strong finish to his first pro half season with the FCL team. Not on the radar for St. Lucie this week. Hot shot ground ball knocked down by Estep. Collects those to first. Pick by Malm. Safe. Noah Cardenas beat it out. That was a screamer at Estep. But he could not glove it cleanly. And then he struggled to pick it up initially. And both those things cost him out number three. Curious to see how they scored this. I mean, that was hit right to him. But it was, boy, it's got to be well over 95-mile-per-hour exit velocity. Thought for a moment that Estep might try to tag out Schobel in the baseline. Now, runners at the corners, and this ball is fouled back by Ben Ross. So first two batters are tired, and the next two reached, runners at the corners. It is an E5. That's a tough error because of how hard it was hit, but it was hit right to Estep. If he gloves it clean, I mean, he's going to have all day to make the throw. I'm sure Chase would tell you he's got to get that. Exit velocity on that ground ball was 100 miles per hour. That's actually, in a way, fortunate. He's hit right to him. There's a slider nubbed foul, and if that ball is hit two, maybe 5 feet left or right of Estep, it's into the outfield for a go-ahead hit. And the fact that Chase was able to at least keep it on the infield for the moment keeps the game scoreless. And both pitchers struggling after they get the first two outs to get the third. Ober managed to do it before the Mets could score. Tidwell's pitch is high. Fake throw down by Parada. Stolen base for Cardenas. Parada, I don't think, had any intentions of actually letting that ball fly. Great jump by Cardenas. He had it stolen the whole way. Even a great throw was not going to get him out. Well, it's one and two on Ross. Tidwell's pitch, curveball, fouled back. Ross gets just enough. Ross, 5th round pick, correction, by Minnesota out of Notre Dame. D2 college in Ohio, not University of Notre Dame. Tidwell, the 1-2 again. Fastball, foul back again. And Tidwell, pitch count rising into the mid-20s now. Looking down to the Mets bullpen, deep down the right field line. All is quiet, but they're going to get somebody moving around down there. Teams get skittish once these pitchers get into the mid-20s in an inning with that pitch count. They don't like guys throwing over 30. First pitch of the inning was popped out. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Tidwell stomps off the side of the mound as he strikes out Ben Ross to strand two in scoring position. So Miguel Alfonseca, who is standing up in the bullpen, can sit back down. We have played a scoreless first inning at Hammond Stadium. We go to the second on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Thank you so much, Carolina. Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Both teams miss out on a scoring chance, two-out scoring chance in the first inning. And we begin the second. DeAndre Smith, Carlos Dominguez, and Kevin Kendall will come to the plate for the Mets against Bailey Ober. Again, the Major League rehabber coming back from a great groin strain, expected to throw four tonight. Four innings, that is. Through a 20-pitch first. DeAndre Smith bounces one foul or strike one. DeAndre homered on Sunday. He's got two homers now with St. Lucie, both last week. Mets are at 130 home runs this year. They need seven more to tie the team record and they need 8 to break it. And they have just this week to do it, as this pitch is in for a strike. So they will have to hope for the ability to play all 6 games and no rainouts, because you don't want the doubleheaders and you're limited to 7 innings as opposed to 9. Smith grounds this one sharply foul, and it stays nothing and 2. And the Mets need to max out opportunities this week. Now, 8 on the road in a 6-game series is tough. That's a big number. And they hit 11 2 road series ago in Clearwater. That was a bandbox of a ballpark. This place, more neutral, as Smith fouls one away. Now, wind slightly blowing in from left today could make some difference for these right-hand hitters. Mets have hit the majority of their homers this season out to left. We might have a training visit here for Fort Myers. Well, from the Fort Myers trainer, Chase Thompson, to the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. He took that foul ball from Smith off the face mask. And I don't think he's doing so hot. Hands on knees and leaning over. And he's hunched over. And he was standing okay, and then the trainer got out there, and then he put the hands on the knees and looked straight down. So that rattled the cage pretty good on McKenna. The other umpire, Rob Ginther, will come over from down the first baseline. There's been a couple of times this year where umpires have taken some shots, and that's going to do it for Connor McKenna. He's done. So he walked off with the trainer of the Miracle, the Mighty Muscles, rather. He's going to speed walk off. And the other umpire, Rob Ginther, is going to run out of the field. And I think he's going to change into his home plate gear.
Be sure to visit our concession stand this evening,
and we're going
to
be down to one umpire.
Two for beer, sodas, and
now we're going to enter a delay. It's going to be at least 10 minutes. By the time the umpire gets all the equipment he needs, and by the time Bailey Ober has to warm back up. And now there's some confusion as the umpire Ginther can't access what he needs to. And somebody's got to go open a door for him, maybe. Well, now, it's going to be a long night here at Hammond Stadium, judging by that first inning. And now with the umpire injury. Recall there was a game the Mets had against Dunedin back in July. Very first pitch of the game, thrown by Joel Diaz, was high, and the catcher at the time, Brady Smith, had his glove in the dirt. By the time Brady rose his glove up and tried to catch the ball, it was too high, and it hit the umpire square in the face, right in the mask. First game, first pitch of the game, and that set in motion a long delay. It set in motion multiple umpires coming over from the FCL the rest of the week. Umpire, it was Nelson Fraley. It was, looking at my scorebook right now. So, yeah, so tough break, but that was about a 10-15-minute delay from that first pitch until we resumed. So we're looking at something similar. Now, in that game, that was a 7-inning game. The Mets front office staff, give credit to Treyer Van Allen, general manager, he got on the horn and had a local umpire come out and help out the rest of that game. The guy was sitting on his couch and got all his gear on, drove to Clover Park, and got there by the fourth inning. I don't know if Judd Loveland was head of ops here for Fort Myers, has somebody on his speed dial that he can call in and get the help out Rob Ginther, but it looks like for at least a few innings, if not the whole game, Rob Ginther is going to be running the entire show. A very odd thing as that ball was fouled off by DeAndre right off the face mask, and then the catcher just started to walk out towards the mound. You know, catchers and umpires, they'll do that when one or the other, you know, takes one off the body just to give the injured person a breather. And then the umpire, McKenna, was just standing there, and then the trainer comes out, and all of a sudden he nearly collapses. And then he walks off the field and then speed walks off the field. So we wait. A chance to tell you about what's happening elsewhere around the Florida State League. Looks like Daytona and Tampa finally got that suspended game going. And Daytona leads it 3-0 in the fifth inning. It's a seven-inning game. Tampa entered the day 2.5 out of first place in the West, so that is a not a good score for the Tarpons right now. And they'll have another game later on today. I'm not sure if it's a 7 or a 9. The big one, Palm Beach and Dunedin, the two first-place teams in the second half in the fourth inning, and Dunedin leads the game 1-0 over Palm Beach. Now, the Mets came into the day 3 games out of first behind Palm Beach, but essentially 4, because if the Mets and the Cardinals end up tied for first, Palm Beach has the tiebreaker due to their great head-to-head record over the Mets. There's a scenario where the Mets, you know, go 5-1, and Palm Beach goes 1-5, and the Mets slip in there and win the second half, and maybe that opens the door for Jupiter to overtake Palm Beach for second place overall in the East. And so far, Jupiter's up 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth against Lakeland. That game at Roger Dean, and Jupiter was very impressive, 38-21 at Roger Dean this year. Bradenton at Clearwater, and Bradenton won the first 3 games against Fort Myers last week. Fort Myers, the second worst team in the second half in the West, but Bradenton then coughed up the final 3 games at home of that series. Just a bad run of games by the Marauders, and now Bradenton is facing the worst team in the West, and it's not going much better. They are down 2-0 at Clearwater. So the two teams trying to hunt down Tampa, or rather hunt down Dunedin, are having a tough time against the two worst teams in the league. Tampa losing to Daytona, the worst team in the East, and Bradenton losing to the worst team overall in Clearwater. And Dunedin swept Tampa in 2 games on Sunday. That was humongous for the Blue Jays. They overcame a 3-0 deficit in game 2 of a 7-inning game. And that's tough to do. Come back from any multiple-run deficit in a 7-inning game. So that was just the nail in the coffin for the Tarpons, but that is a huge swing game. They'll lose a 3-0 lead at home in a 7-inning game. So that's where we stand in the standings and on the scoreboard tonight. Again, we are the late game all week, so these teams are likely to finish ahead of us. This time next week, the Mets will be on the road at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for game 1 of the East Division Series. Again, it's a 99% chance it's going to be Palm Beach, but if Palm Beach melts and Jupiter rises, then the Mets win as well, then maybe the Mets face the Hammerheads. But that's going to be at Roger Dean no matter what next Tuesday at 6:30. We'll have it right here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network radio only. Next Wednesday is an off day, and then next Thursday the Mets will host game 2 of the FSL East Division Series. It will be a chance for one of the two teams to clinch the series, and the other team will have a chance to force a deciding game 3, which will be scheduled for next Friday. And Fort Myers is in the same boat. The Mighty Muscles will host Beyond the Road next week on Tuesday, either at Dunedin, Bradenton, or Tampa. They'll get the Wednesday off, and they'll come back here at Hammond Stadium and host game 2, and if necessary, a game 3 here. And there's a possibility that, you know, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, these two teams could be meeting again in the championship series. And they've done their part by winning in the first half, but you know, talking to John Vitas, the broadcaster for Fort Myers, you know, Fort Myers basically gone through the same thing that the Mets did. All those players, the bulk of them who won that first half are gone. Very few remain. Obviously, Fort Myers had the best first half record, even better than the Mets, but they are just 9 games under 500 in the second half. The Mets have had a better second half than the Mighty Muscles. Mets 3 games over 500, but still not exactly the juggernaut they were when they had Alex Mears and Stanley Consuegra, and Mike Vassell, Dom Hamill, Keyshawn Askew, Drake Osborne, and those types. So these teams trying to build some kind of momentum and consistency heading into that playoff series. And what happens? We have a lengthy delay due to an umpire injury in the second inning. Good news is that Bailey Ober is returning to the mound. He sat in the dugout for a few minutes, and he's going to begin to warm back up, stay loose. Meanwhile, Blade Tidwell for the Mets has gone to the bullpen, and he's going to stay loose down there. And there's nobody out in the top of the second, so who knows when Blade is actually going to get back on the field mound. The Mets would like to get some runs for him. Let's see, what else can we possibly discuss here? I'm using all my material up from the rest of the night right here in the second inning. Might be a lot of silence the rest of the way. Can talk about the golf outing that the boys had. Not the players. I don't know if they golf, but you know, Josh Sexton on the broadcast on Sunday on MILB TV, and he said he was going to hook us up with golf, a few of us from the staff, and he did. I did well. I thought I'd do well, and I did do well. And now I'm relying on Robbie Robinson to use his connections, the friends he still has here in Fort Myers, to set us up for golf later in the week. I don't know where I'm going with that, but just trying to kill time. Rob Ginther has returned to the fields and new equipment. He's got his chest protector on. He's got his shin guards on, probably different shoes. He's got his the ball bags on his left and right hip. And Connor McKenna down, and at least was able to walk off under his own power. Bailey Ober continues to warm up. Ginther squatting back behind the plate. Blade Tidwell returning to the Mets dugout. And we'll see if we can get a second umpire in here at some point in time. And recall that in that game where the Mets had to play against Dunedin with one umpire, that was just a 7-inning game. And they got that replacement umpire in there by the fourth inning, asking Rob Ginther to go inning 2 through 9 on his own. It's a lot of things to cover. One thing he does have going for him, at least to start here, is there's no pitch clock to worry about, not with the major leaguer Ober. At least when he's pitching and the Mets are batting. All right, so one-man umpire crew. Commence. We're ready to resume. Ober's pitch to Smith is grounded out to short. Charging and scooping as Miller throws to first in time. And DeAndre has retired to open the top of the second.
Next batter, right fielder number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Should have asked if I could have had John DeStefano come over and do the broadcast. I had a second voice. Tired already. There was an air conditioning in this broadcast booth that was blowing cold air at 65 degrees when I walked in, and now the air conditioning says air on it, and I'm just sitting here just sweating. Well, I suppose the players have to go through it too, so can't complain too much. Carlos Dominguez takes a breaking pitch for a strike and then whacks one up the middle for a base hit. So Carlos has the first hit of the night for St. Lucie. Clean single into center field. Dominguez has spent all season in St. Lucie. If you recall, he wasn't even an opening day starter. Didn't even start game two. Came off the bench third game of the season and got a chance to wind up as the league's home run hitter. You know, top home runner. You know, he did not hit one home run in the 2 weeks we were home. He hit four on the two-week road trip to Clearwater and Lakeland and none back at Clover Park last week. That's a tough ending for him. Trying to steal, pitches a strike, throw to second base, out. And that's called by Rob Ginther, the home plate umpire. I mean, he did the best he could. I think the call was right, but it's comical that that's where we're at. The home plate umpire, I mean, Rob, give him credit. He scrambled out from behind the plate and ran as far as he could to see. And Dominguez caught stealing. Good throw by Cardenas. I think he was out. And no complaint by the Mets, and even if they did complain, I think they would understand there's really no merit. Two down, and this ball is hit into center field by Kevin Kendall. Didn't even talk about him. Caught out in center by Urbina. Urbina's caught three already. And we'll talk more about Kevin next time he comes up. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. We'll go to the bottom of the second. No score.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Rosario at the plate for Fort Myers. He takes a strike and then he holds his swing on the second pitch. Kevin Parada points to the field umpire for appeal, and nobody out there. Just instincts. That's another unintended consequence of the umpire going down. Probably shouldn't laugh, but... Yeah, there's going to be no appeals on check swings. There's a breaking ball. Well, it's kind of like when a catcher blocks pitches in the dirt when there's nobody on base. It's good practice. Stay into it. It's a 3-1 on Rosario as Tidwell drops one in. A changeup for a strike 86. So bladed to sit around while, you know, there was the delay due to the umpire exiting due to injury, but the Mets did go down quickly at the plate, so they didn't have to wait too long. Stayed warm in the bullpen. And there's a slider for a called third strike. Rosario doesn't like it, but he will live with it. Well, Blade Tidwell, three strikeouts already through the first six batters. Worked around the double and the error in the first inning through 24 pitches. Now he will face Rubel Cespedes. No relation, at least that we know of, to Juan Yoenis. A swing and a miss. Now Yoenis Cespedes, speaking of him, he's going to play in winter ball maybe? No, he missed the old-timers' day when it was initially slated to play. This ball is fouled away. Yoenis was a rehabber a couple of times. This Cespedes, an 0-2 count, yanks a ball deep but way foul. Cespedes playing in his 71st game. He's hitting 290. 14 doubles, 4 home runs. 290 for a 70-game stretch. It's impressive. He swings and misses at the changeup in the dirt. Throw down to first complete by Parada. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tidwell. And he has struck out 3 in a row and 4 of the last 6. Well, this is a Blade Tidwell the Mets would love to see next Tuesday in game 1 of the playoffs. Even though he's not going to pitch very long in these games. He gets a swing and a miss on a curveball. He pulled the string on Keoni Cavaco. Cavaco way finished with that swing before the ball was in the glove. Changeup swung on and missed, and now Tidwell is just toying with them. He's throwing everything for strikes. The fastball, the curveball, the slider, changeup. In complete command right now. 0-2 pitch. High slider. Didn't get the call. Time called. Cavaco, a highly drafted infielder by Minnesota in 2019. There was some controversy with that draft pick. Still stuck here in Fort Myers, hitting 223 in 95 games. Grounds one up the middle. Out to second. Throw by DeAndre Smith is perfect. Boy, Blade Tidwell went for that ground ball over the mound, and I think he tripped himself and fell on his backside. DeAndre Smith avoids running into the bag, fields the ball, and makes a clean throw to retire Cavaco. So 1-2-3, second inning for Tidwell. Go to the third. No score at Hammond Stadium.
With two brothers, a brotherly battle, a sibling rivalry right here for the Rock, Paper, Scissors. Let's go ahead and meet real quick first. Contest number one.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the action.
That means it's going to be $2 Coors Light for the next 15 minutes. And our beer banner is number 20, first baseman Brad Mull.
Brad Mull will lead off the top of the third for the Mets. I don't know if you can hear over the PA system, which is right under the crowd mic. But Brad Mull is the beer batter of the game. And if he strikes out, then I think there's half off beer for the next 15 minutes. This is a long-running promotion here in Fort Myers. And let me tell you, the Mets love the home fans because the strikeout guy strikes out an awful lot. Here's a ground ball, though, deep to short. Good play by Miller. He could have charged and tried for the shoe top catch on the fly. Said he backs up into the grass, waits on the hop, and flat-footed from the grass, makes a strong throw to retire Mom. So no cheap beer. Mom is retired nonetheless by the rehabber Bailey Ober. And we come to the nine-man and Ryland Thomas. Yep, many, many times over the years, the Mets beer batter of the game has acquiesced, whether they want to or not, and struck out multiple times. These are advanced analytics stats that I do not keep. And I can tell you that, just from memory, a lot of cheap beer given out by the Mets. It's this curveball gets over for a strike to Thomas. Slow curve at 74. That curveball was not falling in the first inning for Ober, but I think he might have found it. The changeup swung on and missed, and Thomas way out in front of it. It's nothing and two. It's no score. One out. Nobody on in the top of the third inning. 1-2 pitch, changeup swung on and missed, and Thomas is down on strikes on three pitches. That's the first time through the order. And the only strikeout Ober had was that one. But the Mets did not fare too well, just a Dominguez single and a Tillian walk. Tanner Murphy, a ground out back to Ober to lead off the game. He's in the box and hits this slider foul off towards the right field berm, and it's going to land in that said berm over the netting. Foul strike one. Curveball over four strike at 75. Again, it seems like he's got that figured out. O2 pitch coming. Murphy takes the high fastball at 91. Now, Ober, as he continues to build up, you know, four innings today, sounds like the Twins wanted to build up to be a starter. That would mean a longer rehab stint. 1-2 pitch coming to Murphy, and it swung on and missed. So Ober has his best inning so far. Three batters, two strikeouts. Blade Tidwell will try to match him when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. No score. The St. Lucie.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Tidwell back to work in the bottom of the third. So 38 pitches, 26 strikes. Been throwing around in the low 40s with his pitch count. Don't see anybody throwing in the Mets bullpen, so he's going to go over 40 this inning. He's pitched extremely well. And he gets a called strike on this fastball at 96. That fastball has lived around 96. He's mixed in a change, a curve, slider, all for strikes, including this slider that's fouled back at 83. So this is the Blade Tidwell Mets were hoping to see when he was assigned to St. Lucie. Didn't throw a ton of strikes his first two outings, but now he's pummeled the strike zone his last two. And the slider's up. He's got nasty stuff. And no need to shy away from pumping it in the strike zone against A-ball hitters. It's Nate Baez, the batter, 1-2, and Baez floats one foul back to the stands. He is the nine man in the order. The 12th round pick out of Arizona State, catcher, DHing tonight. 1-2, grounded foul the other way. No score, each team with one hit. Mets one error, none for Fort Myers. Slow start to this one. The storyline so far, as this pitch is high, is Tidwell pitching well. Ober's rehab seems to be going just fine. And we are down to one umpire after Connor McKenna took a foul ball off the face mask to start the second inning. Curveball lofted into deep left field. Ryland Thomas goes back, turns around, makes the catch. So maybe a hanger, but Baez didn't get good wood on it. It's a long fly out to left. So that completes the first turn through the Fort Myers lineup. Mighty Muscles struck out four times, doubled once, and reached on an error. And no walks. Back to the top, and Urbina, who popped out the very first pitch Tidwell threw. And he takes a fastball outside at 94. Some stirring now in the Mets' bullpen. It was Alfonseca earlier when the pitch count got high in the top of the first. So this changeup goes low and in. It looks like Alfonseca again now. 2-0 slider is fouled away. The second umpire has not joined us yet. Not sure if there will be one, as this pitch is hit foul, curveball, and it's 2-2. So interesting that, you know, four pitches into the at bat, it's been a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a curve. 2-2, slider swung on and missed. Urbina goes down swinging. The fifth strikeout for Tidwell. Nasty. It's not just the nasty pitches. I mean, how do you know it's coming? Fifth pitch, and you've seen four different pitches prior. Two down, and Noah Miller, he struck out looking in the first. This pitch is down and in. Well, this is the start by Tidwell. That gives you some belief and hope for next Tuesday. If he's the one that gets the call to start that playoff game. You get a good start as this pitch is a strike. Then anything can happen. Offense figures to be at a premium in those playoff series. Here's a high fly into shallow center by Miller. DeAndre Smith wants it, and he's got it. The Mets second baseman puts it away. Blade Tidwell has back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. He's retired seven straight and four of those via the strikeout. He's in fuego right now. That's the end of the third inning. We are scoreless going to the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
Hey.
Not much doing here as we enter the middle innings of game one of this six-game series. Kevin Parada, Jr., Tilley, and Chase Easton will get their cuts against Bailey Ober. So Ober's retired four in a row, while Tidwell has retired seven straight. Offense is struggling against two good pitchers, one elite college player and one already major leaguer. As Parada takes a strike, Kevin was a quick fly out to center field first time up. And he takes this ball off the plate, one and one. So this is the eighth team the Mets have played this year. It's a 10-team league. You can't play yourself. And it's nine other teams to face as Parada swings and misses at the curve. And this is the Mets' eighth. The only team they're not going to play this year, at least in the regular season, Bradenton. Now, they can still meet in the finals. There's a chance of that. A 1-2 pitch, and that swung on and missed the high fastball. So now Ober is mixing and matching. That's three straight strikeouts by Ober. He goes from the slow curve at the knees to the high fastball at 91. One down in the top of the fourth, and Junior Tillian is next. I think we've seen the last of Tidwell. The Mets continue to throw a reliever in the bullpen. I think that's off on Sake. It's a long way off as this curveball gets over four strike. A harder curve at 81. Pitches swung on and missed. O-2, look out, that sailed over Tilley into the backstop. It's not off on Sega, that's Douglas Orellana throwing in the bullpen. So Alfonseca may be just going to be used as a bridge pitcher in case Mets couldn't get Tidwell out of a full inning. 1-2 on Tillian, who drew a walk last time. Ober's pitch is fouled away. Now looking down in the Mighty Muscles bullpen, don't see anybody throwing, but they have a big bullpen, and they can tuck players further under that are out of the view of the broadcast booth. Also out of the view of the sun, so that's a good thing for those guys, especially on the Sundays. There's the ball fouled back to the seats. Rattle around like a Plinko chip. As long as it doesn't come in here. Tillian putting up a battle again, like he did back in the first inning. And he's still behind in the count, 1-2. Breaking ball lined sharply at third. What a stop by Cavaco. Throws to first and gets the out. Boy, he picked that ball in the one hop behind him. And to reach behind and field it. It takes a hit away from Tilley. And that's two outstanding plays now made on the left side of the infield by Cavaco at third and Miller at short, taking hits away from Tillian and Malm. So a middle infield, or left side of the infield, having a good night. Here is Chase Easton. Six straight retired by Ober. He got Easton on a flyout to end the first. First pitch is the ball high. Well, I can hear a popping of the mitt, and now both bullpens. So Ober, who is scheduled to go four, is an out away from doing so. Looks like we're going to have a bullpen game after this happening is over. A slow curve at 75, taken for a strike by Estep. One and one. And then a big bouncer out to Miller. The shortstop charges, throws in time to retire Estep. Bailey Ober, seven straight batters retired to end his second game of this Major League rehab assignment. Mets did not score off of him. They just got one hit and one walk. Looks like Orellana coming in from the Mets bullpen. No score in the middle of the fourth.
So it's game.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Douglas Orellana in the game. He replaces Blade Tidwell. Blade did a great job. Three shutout innings, one hit, no walks, five strikeouts, retired seven in a row, logged 53 pitches and 36 strikes. He's lined up to start game one of the playoffs next week. I think it'd be an upset now if somebody else got the ball over him. Again, that's not long outings as he eases his way into his pro career. For however long he's out there, if he can give the Mets a game like that, they'll have a chance, at least in the early going, next week against Palm Beach or Jupiter if it's them. Here's Tanner Schobel. He doubled, the only hit for Fort Myers, doubled in the first, was stranded at third. He takes ball one. So Orellana's in the game. He's only pitched in two games, and he has struggled in both. He's 20 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Spent most of the season in the FCL. Straight over-the-top curve. He got a big over-the-top curve ball in the low 80s. He gets it over for a strike. Strikes, that's the name of the game. Can he throw him? There's another good curve for a strike. He's only logged three innings in two games for St. Lucie, but he's walked five. Not a good ratio. Four strikeouts. Four hits and five runs. There's a curveball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Joined St. Lucie 2 weeks ago. Made one relief appearance against Palm Beach and one last week against Jupiter. And this will be maybe his one and only this week. As he comes inside, that nearly hits Schobel up high. Fastball at 96. Again, throwing hard. Good breaking ball. I don't think he has any great idea on a pitch-to-pitch basis of where it's going. Now the 3-2 on the way, and that's way up high for ball four. So Orellana comes into the game, gets ahead of a batter, and ends up walking the first one. Just can't have it. So he will face Cardenas next, and Cardenas reached on an error in the first. Ended up stranding on second. First pitch, curveball for strike one. Cardenas playing in his 97th game for Fort Myers, hitting 259 with 17 doubles, a triple, and 9 homers. And he sends this one back foul. So, some of these foul balls are starting to get concerning. You can certainly have the strength to get it back into this booth. And the great thing about this booth is it's a high counter, which means for most of the game I'm standing, and that means a much better chance to get the heck out of the way. Plus, it's a windowed booth, so you have a partition between windows and a smaller hole to get it through. There's a throw over to first base, and Schobel is back in. So it'd be tough to get one in this booth. I'm sure they'll try. This broadcaster will be ready. 0-2 on Cardenas. Orellana's pitch. Runner goes. Pitches a ball. Throw to second base. The tag. Safe. And Parada did not have a lot on the throw. One hopped it at DeAndre Smith. And the safe call by the home plate umpire did appear to be correct. So a walk and a stolen base, and the potential first run of the game is at second with nobody out. It's a good pitch to run on, the curveball. And the 1-2 pitch to Cardenas is fouled away. You figure a game like this, and really all the games this week, I know Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, Robbie Robinson, the manager, they have an idea of how they want to, you know, use the pitching in the playoffs as this ball is high. Now, they don't have a guy like Palm Beach has and Trent Baker that you can give the ball to for 7 innings. That's just not in the cards right now for St. Lucie. But as we hit on the 2-2 pitch, curveball away, and from 0-2 to full count. But if, you know, if you're a pitcher like Orellana and you want to be given a chance in the postseason, you know, this is your audition, essentially. 3-2 pitch, and that's ball four. So he gets ahead of a batter, 1-2, walks him. He gets ahead of the next batter, 0-2, and walks him. Well, this is not going to get you much run next week. And the pitcher ahead of you threw nothing but strikes. And, Kevin Parada is going to get attention from the trainer. And Robbie out as well. What happened here? And what are they looking at? Parada doing a lot of talking and looking around. Going to drop his glove. Looks like our trainer's kind of looking at his head, his eyes. Maybe his arm, left arm, left hand. Yeah, maybe left arm. This is not what the Mets want to see. Their first pick, 11th overall at a Georgia Tech. Just getting his pro career started, being tended to by the trainer. Some concern the manager out there as well, as all three are in discussion. Well, if it's left hand, that's glove hand. And Parada's going to throw the ball back out to Orellana and then put his helmet and mask back on and I guess receive a pitch here. The Mets have already seen Omar De Los Santos hurt his right ring finger on Sunday as Parada receives this warm-up pitch from the naked eye. Nothing. Robbie Robinson, you know, his specialty is catching. Watching very intently just off to the side of home plate. And it almost looks like they're going to leave it to Parada. Parada now, he's basically going through the range of lifting his glove up, moving it up and down to the right, almost like a windmill type action. So he's okay, it looks like. Maybe tweak something, trying to catch a pitch, something in the shoulder. He stays in the game, thank goodness. Now Ben Ross will hit, and he will take a strike. Now getting a strike early has not been the problem for Orellana, but once he gets the two strikes, he then nibbles and doesn't throw any more. And there's a curveball too high. And the Mets looking down at the bullpen. I've got a catcher warming up down there, just in case Parada can't hang in there. There's a pop-up foul, and once again, Orellana way ahead in the count. Ross struck out in the first. A 1-2 pitch. That one's served into center field. Murphy running in. He won't get there. It's down for a hit. Everybody will move up a base as the cutoff throw goes to Malm on the mound. So Ross on a 1-2 pitch dunks one into center field. That moves Schobel to third and Cardenas up to second. The bases are loaded with no outs on two walks and a bloop single. And Fort Myers in a scoreless game has a great opportunity here to not just take a lead, but to take a lead by multiple runs with no one out. And Victor Ramos will make a beeline to the mound to talk to the young Orellana, who basically, I won't say handed the game on a silver platter, but Blade Tidwell had just mowed through these mighty muscles, so maybe they were just ready to see somebody else. And they were not having a good night at the plate. Orellana is really his own worst enemy with the walks. Has put himself into this situation. He can live with the bloop hit, and those things happen. To go from 1-2 and walking a batter and then 0-2 walking a batter, that just, and even at this single A level, have to try to throw more strikes. And it's a brief visit. Looking down to the Mets bullpen. And I think they had not sure who the backup catcher would be tonight. Be Oscar Campos, Raul Bercierta. All right, bases loaded for Rosario. And he takes a pitch for a strike. Kalui Rosario, just 20 years old, fifth round pick last year, has had a good season. It's on the 0-1, and this one's to the backstop. Comes right back to Parada, who fields it like a shortstop between his feet. Turns around and looks the runner back to third. Schobel, he didn't get more than 5 feet off the base. What a ricochet bounce. Straight over the backstop, where the catcher Parada, and it came right back to him. That would have been a big break for the Mets if they tried to advance. And now Parada going out to the mound to talk to Orellana. They must not have been on the same page. So the Mets have to use another mound visit. Good thing Tidwell pitched so well, didn't need one. The Mets burned two mound visits in short order. Rosario playing in his 105th game at 21 doubles and 12 homers. Dangerous hitter. And he fouls one away. Fastball at 96, and it's 1-2. So here we go. Fourth straight batter. And Orellana's either gotten 1-2 or 0-2. The other three batters have made it on base. Curveball, nope, too high. So that was the nibble pitch. Let's see if you can get a swing and a miss. Didn't happen. Now it's time to throw a strike. Can't afford to fall behind a 3-2. 2-2 pitch. Curveball, strike three. The best one of the night. And Rosario can't lift the bat off his shoulders. So two things happening for the Mets right there. to keep this game scoreless. The ricochet on what should have been a wild pitch, and then the strikeout looking. And now with Rubel Cespedes up, Mets have a chance for maybe a double play to get out of this inning. So Orellana throws one high and away. Now this is the first lefty for Orellana to face, so hopefully that doesn't get him off target. Curveball for a strike, good pitch, and it's 1-1. Mets do have a reliever throwing in the bullpen now. Looks like Colby Kubicek. Curveball, flown to right. Dominguez makes the catch. He's got a huge arm. Here comes the throw to the plate. The catch by Parada, the tag. He's out! What a throw by Dominguez to Parada. And a great catch by Parada. And with that left arm that seemed to be ailing him early in the inning, he swipes the tag on Schobel, and the inning is over. The base is loaded, no outs, and the Mets and Orellana and the defense keep the muscles off the board. Wow. Now Dominguez loves to show off that arm. He got a chance through there. Close play, no argument from the muscles. A two-skipper right to Parada. We got the swipe tag down, and we will go to the fifth scoreless. New pitcher for Fort Myers is Devilson Area, a lefty added today. So he's making his Fort Myers debut this season, facing DeAndre Smith, and Smith takes a strike. Well, what an ending to the fourth inning. A fly out to right, line out to right by Cespedes. And then the great throw by Dominguez on the money, low line drive. As this pitch is lined into the glove of Miller. What a catch by Miller out at short. Straight up robbing DeAndre Smith. He leapt out of his shoes to pull that ball down. It looked like a hit all the way. The range, the ups on Miller to take the hit away from Smith. Miller's played an outstanding short tonight, so the left side of the defense continues to shine. And Carlos Dominguez up now takes a strike. Carlos, the only Met with the hit tonight. He takes this one for a ball. And for I don't know what reason, but all of a sudden we got a lot of hooting and hollering down there in the crowd. I don't know where these people were at the start of the game. And did I miss a promo during the inning, during the break? Something happens if it's a 1-2-3 inning of something. Well, 8 straight Mets retired since Dominguez singled. He swings through the fastball and misses 2-2. Pitch is swung on and missed, and Dominguez strikes out. 2 up, 2 down. Yeah, there's got to be a promo that I missed between innings, because usually a fifth-inning strikeout will not elicit a big cheer like that. Well, here's Kevin Kendall. He flew out to center in the second. That started the string of now 9 straight retired. He takes the ball up. Well, Kevin was the Mets' seventh-round pick out of UCLA. Last year, 31 games with St. Lucie after being drafted. He hit .327. Slugged .451. And 7 doubles, 2 triples. He lines one in left, and it's caught on the run by Ross. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Area in his team debut. The Mets have been shut out and one hit through 5. We've reached the halfway point. No score in game 1 of the series.
Well, I lost control of my life. Control of medical expenses? Auto repairs.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Mets are going to run it back with Douglas Orellana. Well, he towed the line last inning, didn't he? Loaded the bases with no outs on 2 walks and a single. Got a strikeout and then a line-out double play with the out number 3 at home plate. And now he gives up a single on the first pitch to Keoni Cavaco. So that's the hit the Muscles were looking for last inning that would have given them a maybe 1-2-0 lead. That's the third hit for Fort Myers. Orellana threw 25 pitches last inning. The Mets had Colby Kubicek warming up, but he got himself out of the jam. Dominguez and Parada got him out of the jam. That hookup for the third out. And here is Nate Baez, 0-1 at the flyout to left, and he takes strike 1. Well, I got the scoop on what all the cheering was about when Devilson Area kept getting outs last half inning. That's all of his complex teammates. There's a throw over to first. Safe. So all his complex teammates have come out to watch him make his Muscles debut. So like the Mets, there's a work group that stayed ready on the minor league side, as this pitch is high. So in case the Twins system needs fill-ins at other minor league levels. Well, the FCL season ended a couple of weeks ago now. But there's a work group for each organization that has stayed back. There's a pitch for a strike, though, to second base. Is not going to get the runner, Cavaco. He'll steal second. Unless the second straight inning Leadoff man has gotten on and then quickly swiped second. A good throw from Parada that time, but on the slow curveball, Cavaco guessed right. So that's three stolen bases for Fort Myers in this game. Curveball swung on and missed, and that will retire Baez. One down. He can't get Cavaco over to third base. So that's neat that the complex guys on their night off will come over to the stadium and cheer on their former teammate. And there's a couple of other players that have been added to the Mighty Muscles roster today. As this pitch is a low curve to Misael Urbina. Don't know if they'll make their debuts. Zebby Matthews and Kyle Jones, both pitchers from this year's draft. Fastball, a strike call, even though it was dropped by Parada. No score, one out, runner on second, bottom of the fifth. Game has been about pitching and defense. Fort Myers has got a couple of runners to third base. Mets have had basically nothing on offense. This ball is grounded to Estep. He will check the runner, throw to first, and that retires Urbina by a stride, if that. Now two down. Though ever since Cavaco stole second, Orellana has gotten two outs and kept him there. And that will be Noah Miller, who's already done enough at the shortstop position. Look for a hit here. You know, about the complex team from the Twins, what they have here is pretty neat. Wait on this pitch. They have a big dorm on their minor league side. And those players, the complex league players, all stay in the dorm. They're not on an off-campus hotel like a lot of organizations, including the Mets, have. So, I mean, those guys, you know, they just basically walk out of their dorms and you know, walk the 100 yards to the stadium, and they're right there. So probably many nights this week that complex players will be over here rooting on the Mighty Muscles. You know, for the St. Lucie Mets, you know, they don't have a nice big dorm, at least not yet. But they can have players walk back and forth to the stadium, too. Well, it makes sense that those guys would have dinner over there at that dorm, make their way over here to the game, and cheer on their teammate. Curveball or a strike to Miller, and it's 2-2. Two-two pitch, curveball, grounded to first. Malm has it, runs to first, inning over. Second time in two innings that Orellana has had a runner in scoring position, no outs, and has not yielded the run. Five scoreless innings tonight for the Muscles and the Mets.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mm-hmm. Mets batting in the sixth inning, searching for any type of offense possible. They've had two base runners through five. A walk and a single. 10 straight retired. Here's Malm. They strike him out. $2 Coors Lights for the next 15 minutes. Malm took any excitement out of that last time when he grounded out in the first pitch. Here he fouls off the first pitch from Devilson Area, the lefty, out for inning number two. In the fifth inning, he only threw 10 pitches. And a line out, a strikeout, and another line out. Malm takes a fastball outside at 87. Malm takes the ball up high. 2-1. Is that just Homer Simpson on repeat? Yelling out beer. 2-1. Inside, ball three. Guess they don't play the beer. It's a three ball, one strike count. Arias pitch. Malm hits it up the first base side. Foul. Now it's a full count. Now people get a little more excited. The 3-2. Payoff pitch. Malm strikes out. From 3-1 to a strikeout. Glad Malm being a nice guy and giving $2 beers to everybody for 15 minutes. It was a ball four way up high. So it's a big strikeout for Area. A gift from Malm instead of a leadoff runner in a tie game. It's a strikeout and 11 straight retired. There's Ryland Thomas taking a ball up high. And this pitch is outside to Endo. That might be the best course of action right now for the Mets, as you have a pitcher in Area making his team debut, maybe the adrenaline wearing off from last inning, and Malm would get the bat in the shoulders. He would have had a walk, and Thomas checks his swing. It's 3-0 on him now. So Area, best course of action might be waiting him out. Mets did that on Sunday to break a 3-3 tie. They worked those six walks against Jupiter. There's ball four high. So that ends the streak of 11 in a row retired. As Ryland Thomas takes the free pass with one out. Back to the top, and Tanner Murphy, who's 0-2. Those outs against Bailey Ober. Ober, four innings, one hit, one walk, three strikeouts. He threw 52 pitches. Tidwell went three innings, one hit, no walks, five strikeouts. Orellana's pitched two scoreless. Living life on the edge. There's a ball up high to Murphy, and now we'll have a mound visit as the catcher Cardenas goes out to have a word. To take another update on the scoreboard, FSL scoreboard, Dunedin, or rather Daytona, did beat Tampa 5-0 in seven innings. That's a big loss for the Tarpons as Daytona tries to play spoiler. Daytona, meanwhile, has now won three in a row. Palm Beach and Dunedin tied at three in the bottom of the eighth. It's about as good a game as you would have expected from the top two teams in their divisions. Mound visit over, and there's a ball outside to Murphy. Lakeland's up 4-2 at Jupiter. This pitch inside, that nearly hit Murphy. It's 3-0, and if you go back to that last pitch that Malm struck out on, that was about 3 feet outside and high. Really, it's now eight straight balls, nowhere close to the zone or Area. 3-0. Murphy will take way outside, ball four. The Mets have something going now. Back-to-back walks. Number five, that close to a bases loaded, no outs. And we'll have a mound visit this time from the pitching coach, Carlos Hernandez. And Kevin Parada coming up to plate, the plate. I'm curious to see his approach. He's probably got the best eye on the team right now. And at left arm shoulder, and he was trying to stretch out a couple innings ago behind the plate. That was a swing look. Clearwater is beating Bradenton 3-1 in the top of the ninth. That's just a brutal game if Bradenton can't win it. Tampa and Daytona have not started their second game yet. Starting to enter must-win territory now for the Tarpons. For a long time, led the West in the second half. Well, here is Parada. He's flown out and struck out. Let's see if the mound visit elicits a strike from Area. The first pitch, Parada will take it all the way for a strike. A must-take situation there for your Parada after eight straight balls. Parada chops one foul, and now it's nothing and two. The complex teammates are certainly behind Ari, aren't they? No 2 pitch. Parada lays off up high. One, two. Parada takes strike three at the knees. Couldn't pull the trigger. Didn't look like he was pleased with the call. So two strikeouts and two walks in the inning. And now Junior Tillian will bat. And this is the Mets' best chance to score. The first time in the game they've gotten a runner to second base. Now Ryland Thomas still out there at second. And Murphy holds at first. Tillian waits on the pitch. It's outside ball one. Tillian a walk and a ground out tonight. There's a new pitcher throwing in the Muscles bullpen. The 1-0 pitch. Tillian swings and misses at the slider. Might be the best pitch the area's throwing yet. A 1-1, strike two on the corner. Same slider. And now, Arias seemed to have found the strike zone. 1-2 on Tillian. Arias pitch, double steal by the Mets, and it's flown into center field. Jogging in is Urbina. He's got it. Inning over. So for the first time tonight, the Mets threaten, but they do not score. Area recovers from eight straight balls and two walks to retire. Parada on the strikeout and Tillian on the shallow fly. 5.5 in the books tonight. Still no score between the Mets and the Mighty Muscles.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you from Hammond Stadium, Lee County Sports Complex. Spring training home of the Minnesota Twins. Summer home of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, their single-A affiliate. Tanner Schobel, Noah Cardenas, and Ben Ross will bat against Douglas Orellana. It's these three who got on base against Orellana last time, but the Muscles did not score. As this ball goes inside for ball one, and it looked like maybe another miscommunication. Parada missed that pitch, and that skipped away. Good thing it didn't hit the umpire. There's only one left. Rob Ginther, he's basically done the whole game on his own to this point. As this pitch is laid over for a strike, it's 1-1. You're just tuning in. DeAndre Smith led off the second inning, fouled the ball back, hit Connor McKenna, the home plate umpire, in the face mask. He had to leave the game. They were delayed for almost 15 minutes while Ginther changed out of his field umpire clothes to his home plate gear. This ball is caught by Dominguez. And Schobel retired, and for the first time in three innings, Orellana's got the leadoff man. So Ginther pulling double duty, calling balls and strikes on his own. No ABS system tonight. That's down here at Hammond Stadium. We'll have it back tomorrow, hopefully. And he's had to make the calls down the lines. He's had to make calls of stolen bases and call it the plate. Luckily, there has not been anything very controversial, and I think given the situation, the teams would be understanding. And if a substitute umpire has not shown up by now, it's hard to imagine there's help on the way. Here's Cardenas. He's reached on an error and a walk, and he takes a 1-0 curveball for a strike. It's 1-1. Big series for Brooklyn tonight, starting tonight. Brooklyn is at Winston-Salem with the half-game lead over Hudson Valley. And there's a swing and a miss on a curve in the South Atlantic League. And then time is called, and I wonder if Cardenas might have tweaked something. He's walked about 20 feet out of the box. Now Brooklyn is down 2-1 at Winston-Salem in the top of the seventh, so getting late. And Hudson Valley is losing at Wilmington. There's a ball fouled away. So you got two New York teams in Hudson Valley and Brooklyn traveling to North Carolina for the final week of the series. So I don't know if there's any jet lag there, but different environment. Seems like both the New York teams are maybe on their heels tonight. But we'll pay attention to that all series long as Brooklyn tries to make it three Mets affiliates in the playoffs. And FCL team made it. St. Lucie's in. Syracuse and Binghamton at AAA and AA will not make it. 2-2 pitch. And this ball is fouled back. For Brooklyn and St. Lucie, this is the last week of the season. There is still another series to go next week for AA. And there's 2.5 weeks after this week for AAA. 2-2. Curveball, what a beauty. Right over the letters for strike three. Cardenas caught looking. And Orellana, after surviving those two walks to start the fourth, has been very sharp. He's retired 7 of 8. And just the leadoff single by Cabaco in the fifth. Two down and Ben Ross is up. He singled in the fourth to load the bases. And you go back to that single by Ross. Runners on first and second, no outs. The Muscles played it conservative. You know, the runner at second base at the time, Schobel, he held up to see if Murphy could catch it. Tough to tell from this angle. if Murph had a chance, but it landed about 10 feet in front of him. So I don't know, maybe a home player in his home ballpark would have a should have a better read and should score on that play. At the time you're thinking bases loaded, no outs, will get one in at least. It didn't happen. Curveball or a strike, and it's now 2-1. Orellana may be facing his last batter as Kubitschek continues to warm in the bullpen. 2-1 to Ross, and he takes this curveball and hammers it deep left, but foul. Two and two. It's the one danger of being the two-pitch pitcher if you're Orellana. He's been heavy on the curveball and then throwing it in the strike zone. So a pretty good swing by Ross. He was just ahead of it. Don't want to hang one too good. 2-2 pitch. Orellana, breaking ball, foul tipped for strike three. Harder curve there in the high 70s. Douglas Orellana, shaky start, great finish. He matches Blade Tidwell with three shutout innings. We're deep into the game with no score. Going to the seventh here in Fort Myers.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher on the mound, it's Jackson Hicks. Facing Chase Estep. Estep rocks one into right center field for a base hit. Quickly over to get it is Rosario. Estep, huge turnaround first. He will wisely go back. And Chase Estep has the first hit for the St. Lucie Mets since Carlos Dominguez. A one-out single up the middle in the second inning. That's mixed in a couple of the walks last inning, but now they have the leadoff man on for the first time. Estep ready to hit, now 1-for-3. DeAndre Smith was robbed of a hit in the fifth inning. Great catch by Miller at short. See if he can get one this time as Hicks delivers a fastball. Grounded to third. Throw to second for one. Throw to second to first. Double play. Cavaco to Schobolt to Cespedes, 5-4-3. Now one pitch after the single by Estep, two down. And that will bring up Dominguez. Hicks throws this one that's fouled away. Hicks, 6'3", from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Older guy, 24 years old, undrafted free agent, out of the University of North Carolina, but not the baseball team. Not the football team or basketball team either. The club team. The club team. And he just retired the Mets in the bottom of the top of the seventh as Dominguez grounds out. Well, what a story Hicks is. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on. We've reached the seventh inning stretch. No closer to siding a winner than we were in the first inning. Scoreless.
fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets on their third pitch of the night. It's minor league rehabber Carlos Ocampo. It'll be his second MILB rehab game with St. Lucie. Pitched last day of August against Jupiter. A couple of hits and a run in just one inning. It was picked up by the Mets in the AAA portion of the 2021 Rule 5 draft. He had spent the entire 2021 season in the Cubs system, single A Myrtle Beach. So Ocampo replacing Orellana. Orellana, three innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, four strikeouts. Threw the same number of pitches as Blade Tidwell, 53. Nearly the same many as strikes, 32 compared to Blade's 36. So after those two walks to start, Rihanna did well. And he faces Kalui Rosario. And this ball is outside to Rosario. And they struck out twice. Change of 84 gets over. So Kubitschek was warming up for a while when Orellana was struggling, but it's Ocampos with the ball in his hand. Gets a swing and a miss on this changeup that kicks away to the backstop. It's a good thing that was strike two and not three. Otherwise, Rosario would be on first base. Time called. Looking at scoring opportunities in this scoreless game, Fort Myers had the bases loaded, no outs in the fourth, could not get a run in. A remarkable sweep sequence by the Mets, included a pitch to the backstop that did not bring in a run, as this fastball misses at 95. It's 2-2. Carlos Dominguez throwing out Schobel at the plate to end the inning. Mets had a couple on with one out in the sixth, but could not score. This fastball is too high at 93. And Ocampo is flirting with throwing a strike on the last two pitches. Does not get the call either way. Important pitch here, payoff, and it's going to be pop foul back to the seats.
And that foul ball is brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass.
Ocampo ready for another 3-2, fouled away. So you have Carlos Ocampo for the Mets as a minor league pitcher, and Oscar Campos as the minor league rehabbing catcher. If they ever pitch together, I'm certainly going to get their names backwards. There's a fly ball into deep center field. Murphy's got room, and he makes the catch. Rosario is retired for the third time, and Ocampos gets the leadoff man. Now Rubel Cespedes will hit. Cespedes, strikeout and a line out. He's the one who hit the line out into the double play. The bases loaded and one down. Just a tremendous read by Dominguez to run in, catch that ball chest high. It was a low line screamer. And to get that throw off to home. There's a foul ball out to the left. Off the roof of Hammond Stadium. Change up high. I don't see the FCL Twins cheering section anymore. I think they all left when their buddy Doubleson Area did. Here's a ball hooked into right field for a base hit for Cespedes. Dominguez gets to it, and Cespedes will definitely not test that arm. Oh, one out single, and the go-ahead run is on base for Fort Myers here in the seventh. Keone Cavaco due up next is one of the four Fort Myers hits. All hits in this game. Well, Schobel hit a double with two outs in the first. The only extra base hit. Time called by the umpire. Is he handing off a pair of glasses? I don't know who those belong to. Ocampo, the pitch home. That ball's hit deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a long home run by Cavaco. And the Muscles have the lead. A hanging breaking ball, and that was absolutely demolished to left field. Over the grass berm, out onto the boardwalk. 2-0 Mighty Muscles. Yeah, you get these rehabbing pitchers, and they're not always sharp. It was a meatball hung out there by Ocampos. Oh, Cavaco had a nice single last time. This is even better. Here's a fastball that comes inside and nails Nate Baez. And this comes immediately after a home run. So that's going to get the ire of the fans. I don't think either dugout thinks too much of it. Right in the hip. I don't think that was intentional. I hope not. And look, Cavaco, I mean, hit that to the moon. So Ocampo should not be frustrated at anybody but himself. I don't think he's going to take it out on the other team. Let's see if we can get some StatCast numbers for that home run. Came again on the slider at 81 miles an hour. That was middle in. Exit velocity 106 miles an hour. This ball's fouled back. Went 390 feet. And it's straight down the left field line, which is 330. So you tack on 60 more feet over that, right up over that berm. Onto the boardwalk. This ball is cooked into left, but foul. Another hanging slider. This time, Urbina too far out in front. So the Mets, who have mustered just two singles tonight, now be down two runs down to their final six outs. as this pitch is outside. And that's looks like getting Colby Kubitschek warmed up again. Hard ground ball, and that'll chase a few players off the top of the Muscles dugout. Fastball, spoiled out of play. Some confident swings right now for the Muscles. That Cespedes sharp single, the Cavaco two-run homer. Some sharp foul balls by Urbina. And Ocampo, nothing coming easy at the moment. Even the fly out to center was deep to start the inning. This pitch just misses. Ocampo wants the call. Look, all year long, that is not a strike. Certainly, you got a better chance of that call being a strike tonight with no Robo-ump, and with the Robo-ump. And this pitch is in the dirt, and it's 3-2. Now, this is kind of the life you live now as a Florida State League team. You, in the major leagues, you used to have, in the minor leagues, when this was a advanced A league, you had major league rehabbers all the time. As this pitch is swung on and missed, good pitch. The hard cutter down and out, and Urbina strikes out. You'd have these major league rehabbers, they come in and they're, you know, they're rusty, you know, they're not, you know, caught up to game speed yet, and you'd have to live with those results. And a lot of times, you know, I think fans, it's a myth that, oh, so-and-so is a major leaguer, he's going to rehab, then the minor league team's obviously, with the rehabbers, going to win. That player's just so much better. You'd be surprised at how many games we've seen over the years involving the Mets, whether it's a rehabber with the Mets or against the Mets, has played a role in the other way. And now the single-A teams, you know, they get minor league rehabbers too. So, you know, these guys, rusty. And, you know, you have guys are coming on the mound, walk guys, and their stuff's not going to be as sharp, going to, you know, make mistake pitches. And that's just kind of how it rolls now. So, you know, Compo not particularly sharp tonight as this single is lobbed in the center by Noah Miller. First to third goes Nate Baez, and runners are at the corners. So, and you just kind of live with it. You got a guy who coming in who's, you know, not pitched all season, rusty, not that sharp, and now the opponent's teeing off on him. And just happens to come in a tie game in the seventh inning. So a single, a two-run homer, a hit batter, and a single. One strikeout mixed in after the flyout to start the inning. And Victor Ramos will head to the mound for a visit before Schobel gets the hit. Your New York Mets update. Mets have lost two in a row to the Nationals. They are now losing 4-2 to Pittsburgh. Lowly Pittsburgh. And Atlanta is at Oakland. I think Oakland has the second worst record in baseball. So Atlanta with the win and can tie the Mets unless the Mets come back late at the Pirates. And the Mets are slumping on offense. Looks like the pitching has taken a bit of a hit lately. Starling Marte got hurt tonight. The Mets are being put to the test right now. The surging Braves on their heels, and the Braves have a easy schedule. The Mets do too, but they're not winning games. As this pitch is a ball, Parada fakes a throw to second. And it's another stolen base. Noah Miller steals second, and the Muscles are 4-for-4 against the Mets and Parada stealing bases tonight. Pitch was actually a strike, not a ball to Schobel. And then a fastball high at 95. Well, needless to say, with the Mets struggling on offense tonight, down 2-0 will be a tall task to come back from.
a hit here could double that deficit. Ocampo has to muster some type of good pitching in this at-bat against Schobel to get out of further damage. 1-1 pitch, a changeup, no good. Two balls and a strike. Well, Kubitschek should be more than ready by now. He's more watching than throwing in the bullpen. Changeup, no good. And it's a 3-1 count. Ocampo staying far away from the strike zone. And this pitch down and away, a fastball at 93, a no chance. So a walk will load the bases, and you figure that has to be it for Ocampo, who is basically out of pitches. That was number 30. Just didn't have it tonight. And that's, again, that's life with the minor league rehabbers. Some days you're going to have it, and some days the rehab process has other thoughts. So a two-run homer, and the base is left loaded. And it will be another Mets pitcher coming in to try to finish the bottom of the seventh.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
We'll see if Colby Kubitschek can get the Mets out of a major jam here and keep St. Lucie within striking distance late in the game. Noah Cardenas becomes the eighth batter of the inning. Again, the first batter, Rosario, flew out. It was quite a battle. Got to 3-2 before flying out deep. A sign of things to come. As Cardenas is 0-4-2, and he takes a fastball up high from Kubitschek. I always thought this was a tough task for relief pitchers, especially at this level. Coming in late game, close, bases loaded. As this pitch is grounded to third, fair ball right over the bag, deep into the left field corner. That will bring home Baez. Miller scores. Schobel's getting the wave home. Here comes the relay throw by Kendall. Too high. Going to third base. The tag there. Saved. The Mets can't believe the call, but again, the umpire's way out of position. It's a three-run triple for Cardenas, and he blows the doors off of this game. 5-0 now. And Estep is in shock that Cardenas is safe at third. But again, that's the home plate umpire trying to see 90 feet away. I can tell you up here from the top, looking down, yeah, he was out. And throw was there, the tag was there. But, you know, with the field umpire not there, that's his call. And the inning could have been over right there on the good throw by Parada back to Estep. Damage done, though, as Ben Ross hits. Three-run triple right down the third base line. Relay to the plate to get
Schobel way too late. And a good effort to trying to get Cardenas taking the extra base. I think they're going to call that a triple. Might be a double in advance. But either way, it's three runs and a five-run inning. All those runs charged to Ocampo, who finishes getting just two outs, giving up three hits and five runs. Two ineffective rehab starts for him. Now Ross swings and misses, and it's one and two. Cardenas being given a double, so three-run double, and then he advances to third on the throw home. One and two on Ross, and he will take one low. Kubitschek trying to shake off that triple, double, that's his responsibility on third base. 2-2 pitch coming home, and that one's grounded to third but foul. A big inning for the Muscles. They break through here in the scoreless game in the seventh. And this pitch is inside. Well, they came into the inning with three hits. In this inning, they have four, and they are just a triple away from the cycle in the inning as a team. Kubitschek's 3-2 pitch, nowhere close. Well, he walks Ben Ross. He's coming in and giving up a double and a walk, and all three inherited runs. And now the Muscles have batted around. Well, this is really surprising. Six shutout innings, the two prior Mets pitchers. And then the next inning, two Mets pitchers will have to face at least 10 batters. And Kalui Rosario, who started this inning with a good fight at the plate, but a flyout, will come back up. Different ball game now. Pitch is fouled away. Good jump by Ross. He's trying to steal. Well, that's something that the Mets are going to really have to work on in the base stealing department for the Muscles. They have just taken off early and often. And until one of those guys is caught, they're not going to stop. One pitch is fouled away. This is reminiscent, the base running, reminiscent of the Clearwater series, where early in that series on the road, Clearwater just ran roughshod over the Mets on the bases. And then the Mets did some things, you know, catching-wise and from on the mound, holding runners, stepping off, throwing over, that kind of curtailed that. As this pitch is in the dirt, they might have to go back to the drawing board here later in this, or early in this series. Got to figure out how to keep Fort Myers from breaking loose on the bases. And they're four in stolen bases. Looked like Ross had second base stolen, not for the foul. One and two on Rosario. Kubitschek's pitch is a ball high. No, a third strike. Good frame by Parada. Brought it down and got the strikeout, and the inning is over. But major damage done. Five score as 10 come to the plate. Four hits. The two-run homer by Cavaco gets it started. The three-run double by Cardenas breaks it open. Mets have little time to come back from this 5-0 deficit with the eighth inning on deck.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Bay baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the action.
Kevin Kendall set to lead things off for the Mets in the eighth. Let's see if the Mets have a big comeback in them. They've been blanked and held to two singles through seven innings. So it's going to be a uphill climb as Jackson Hicks, now the pitcher record. He only threw four pitches, faced three batters in the seventh. A single in the first pitch, a double play in the second pitch. Two pitches later, he got a ground out from Dominguez. That's a swing and a miss on a changeup. So Hicks, a free agent signee, he would played on the UNC club team. Not for the baseball team, the club team. Kevin Kendall has just been hit with an automatic strike three. Okay.
Next batter, first baseman, number 20, Brad.
I did not see that. I thought he was in the box and there was plenty of time left. But okay. So that's what the night has come to. Well, you know, the Mets, I think now they're getting frustrated with the umpire. That non-out call at third base and that strikeout of Kendall. Which I don't know about that one. The first auto strike three we've had in a while. Always very strange to see the pitcher just hold the ball. Strike three go up and he just throws it to the third baseman. There's Mom, 0-for-2 with the ground out and a strikeout. He's the beer batter of the game, but that's no longer because we're past the beer selling time here in the eighth inning. He grounded out and struck out, so 0-for-2. Everybody enjoyed their $2 Coors Lights for 15 minutes. Dre struck out in the sixth. And that was a big at-bat in the game because he swung and missed at what would have been ball four, and the next two batters walked, so the Mets, you never know how it plays out as this ball is flown into right field towards Rosario. He pulls it down for out number two. You don't know how it turns out, but if the Mets get the base loaded there and you know, something happens, but I don't
know.
It's a big what if. Ryland Thomas will hit now with the 0-for-1 with the ground, with the walk and a strikeout. First pitch, he tries to bunt and misses at it. It's a swinging strike. The ball fouled away. Also told that Jackson Hicks is a vegetarian. That's a tough life to live in the minors. Even in the current minor league climate, it's better now than it certainly was back in the day, even as, you know, 3-4 years ago. But kudos to him. Remember Kevin Kaczmarski, St. Lucie Met, as Ryland Thomas swings and misses. He was a vegetarian and managed, so Hicks is too. Well, this game was very competitive for a while. It got away from the Mets in the seventh, and now they'll go to the bottom half for the eighth inning, down 5-0. Kubacek coming back out.
number 20, first baseman Rubel Cespedes.
Rubel Cespedes will lead it off. Bottom of the order batting for Fort Myers in the eighth. Looking for insurance for the last time before the ninth. Cespedes 1-for-3 with a single last inning as 10 came to the plate. Here he bounces one up the first base side. It'll turn foul. Strike one. We'll continue to update the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Mets enter the day 3 games out of first place, but essentially 4 back because they do not have the tiebreaker with Palm Beach. Palm Beach beat Dunedin 4-3, so the Palm Beach Cardinals could be 4 up, essentially 5 up with 5 to play after tonight, unless the Mets can come back. So they're inching closer to a division title, might be able to wrap it up with the win tomorrow. Tampa lost an important suspended game to Daytona 5-0, and Daytona's winning the next game 2-1. This ball is fouled away. Bradenton lost to Clearwater 5-4. Bradenton made a game of it at the end, but lost. So Dunedin losing a tough game at home will stay 2 games up on Bradenton. Bradenton scored 3 in the top of the ninth to take the lead and then gave up 2 in the bottom ninth to lose it. Well, that is a brutal, brutal loss. Well, a chance to get within 1 game. And can't hold the ninth inning lead. Down 2 entering the ninth, take the lead, and then lose it on a walk-off. That is a... Ooh, boy. Here's a fly way up to right field, but playable for Dominguez. He's got it for out number 1. Well, it's late in the season. Anything can happen. You're going to get some crazy games, it looks like. And you got 2 tonight. Palm Beach down a run in the seventh, scored to tie it, and then broke the tie in the ninth. But Dunedin, 2 ways you can look at it. 1, you missed out on a chance to stretch it to 3 games. Or you can look at it as, well, nobody else took advantage of our loss. And there's 1 game less for teams to come back on us. Yanni Cavaco back up. He's coming on strong. A single and a home run in his last 2 at-bats. And he yanks this one foul all over it. So it's a player like him who's been around all season, a first-round draft pick, high draft pick. He's going to be relied upon for the muscles and their playoff appearance. Kind of hiding him down in the order as he takes this changeup from Kubitschek for a strike. Mets hoping not to have to use a pitcher beyond Colby, who's appearing in his 5th game. 1-0 with the 3.09 ERA. Throws this pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. One's off the end of the plate. Pirates have blown the doors off the New York Mets. 4-run eighth inning. That was a 4-2 game entering the eighth. And Pittsburgh facing Bryce Montes de Oca in just his 2nd major league game. It's an interesting spot to put him in. And Mets Twitter, as this ball is outside, just looking through it right now. Mets Twitter not happy. I mean, that's a 4-2 game in the ninth inning, or eighth inning, and relying on a pitcher who's just been called up last week. There is a doubleheader tomorrow as this ball is hit over the bag fair. Long throw coming from Estep. Oh, what a throw by Chase. Straddling the line way beyond third base. A dart right to Malm to get Cavaco route number 2. Yeah, the Mets got a doubleheader tomorrow, 2 9-inning games, so they're going to save
their top relievers for tomorrow, it would appear. But again, Atlanta getting set to play Oakland in a few minutes. Well, it looks like have a chance to tie for the NL East lead. The Braves 5 games back just a week and a half ago. You know, nobody really beats the Braves except for the Mets. I mean, nobody has stepped up to beat the Braves. And the Cardinals took 2 out of 3. And the Braves could have easily swept that series a couple of weeks back. But nobody's going to step up and help the Mets. They're going to have to just win their games because the Braves are not going to be losing theirs. Here's a fly deep in right. Dominguez near the bullpen watches it go into the bullpen. That's foul territory. And Baez can't get there or is back alive. To the South Atlantic League. Wow, Brooklyn. Good job, boys. Down 2-1 late. Have scored 2 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th at Winston-Salem. Long travel down to North Carolina. They break it open late. And Hudson Valley lost, so the Cyclones are 3 outs away from going a game and a half up with 5 to go in the South Atlantic League North Division. So, on Sunday, Brooklyn showed at the ballpark 0.5 game back. 2 games later, they can max out and be a game and a half up. They won Sunday. Hudson Valley lost. This pitch is high, and they are close to winning again. Well, Hudson Valley lost again. 2-2 on Baez. Kubitschek's pitch is fouled away again. Who's having nights for the Cyclones here? Who started? Christian Scott started 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. Trey McLaughlin, 2 1/3 scoreless. Nolan Clenny, 1 inning, 1/3 scoreless. Nolan was with St. Lucie last year for a while. Stanley Consuegra, William Lugo, Alex Ramirez, all hitting doubles. Sherman Newton, a home run. This ball is fouled away again. Stanley Consuegra 3 for 4 today. Ongoing battle here as Kubitschek throws another one to Baez. This time he gets the swing and a miss on the changeup. Well, Colby Kubitschek pitches a 1-2-3 bottom of the 8th inning. Sends the game to the 9th. Mets down to their last 3 outs, trailing by 5.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, they make the announcement here at Hammond Stadium. Dog Day is tomorrow. Dogs on Wednesdays? All right. It's tomorrow. Hopefully the weather holds off. Weather held off today. It might rain out later tonight, but we're going to be able to get through 9 uninterrupted innings inning today. Somebody who worked for Fort Myers told me today, he's like, if we laid out for you right now, you're going to get 2 games starting on time, going all the way through uninterrupted. Sign up for that, because that's the kind of weather that they've had here in Fort Myers. Well, we're 1 for 1. Did not have rain today. Started the game on time. Going to finish it all the way through.
Tomorrow, 60% chance. Thursday, 60. Friday, 61. Saturday, 55. Sunday, 58. A 1 o'clock game on Sunday, hopefully. It's the late afternoon rain, not the early afternoon. We're in the top of the ninth. Hicks trying to finish it out. He's only throwing 15 pitches in two scoreless innings. He's faced the minimum. And he gets a swing and a miss from Tanner Murphy. It's 1-2. Murphy 0-2 with the walk. Mets playing in their first game since Omar De Los Santos hurt his finger on Sunday. And they've been held to two hits and no runs. And again, he was lining up the scoreboard on his own with those home runs late last week. He can give you offense by legging out a routine ground ball and stealing second. The Mets are going to find out what life is like without him. At least they have tonight. Murphy strikes out swinging, and Hicks looks really good.
Next batter, catcher number 5, Kevin Parada.
And they couldn't find a way to get this guy on the actual UNC baseball team, just the club team.
Folks, we're just one strikeout away from free chips and queso brought to you by Southwest Grill.
Uh-oh, free chips and queso if there's one more strikeout by the Mets. And Mets pitchers have struck out 12 mighty muscles. Muscles have struck out now 9 Mets, and this ball is fouled back, and that's going to be short of the booth and scare the daylights out of the people below me. They sure a lot louder than I do when the foul ball comes to them. It's Kevin Parada. He's 0-for-3. A couple of strikeouts. Been a tough night for him. Not just at the plate, but catching. And the stolen bases, and it looked like he was sore or hurt momentarily middle of the game, but hung in there. No 2 pitch is too high. One, two. That one's popped up right side. Not much room over there, and it's going to land in the seats. And I'll tell you what I'm not going to be a fan of this series is the 7 o'clock start. I'm going to get spoiled at home with the 6-10 games. So even a game that's moving quickly, and this game's not a slow game, but it's not very fast either. It'll take you deeper into the night. This pitch is swung on and missed. Parada strikes out on the slider. And there it is, the 10th strikeout. So the Mets have given these fans a couple of gifts today. $2 beer for 15 minutes and now free chips and queso. They've struck out 10 times. This is one of the clunkers on offense of the season. Shut out on 2 singles and 10 strikeouts. And Tillian swings and misses. He got a walk back in the first against the rehabber, Ober. So the Mets were already behind the eight ball facing a major league rehabber who had good stuff. And this bullpen has been good for Fort Myers. Pitch is swung on and missed. Now the Mets down to their final strike. Except 0-2. And it's right in there for a called third strike. Tillian watched it go by. So Hicks strikes out the side in the top of the ninth to end game one of the series, a 5-0 Fort Myers victory. A tight game till the seventh inning stretch, and Fort Myers scored all the runs in the game in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-run homer by Cavaco, 3-run double by Cardenas, all the runs charged to the rehabbing Ocampo, who looked shaky and rusty in that inning. And the Mets offense, well, held the 2 singles, shutout. Rough one as they strike out 11 times, plus hit into a double play. So long travel day for the Mets, starting it at home this morning with some early work, getting on the bus, driving over, doing work on this field. Shake it off and try to get back on it tomorrow. Fort Myers winners tonight, 5-0. That's now the 4th straight win by the Mighty Muscles. So they are starting to ramp up before they begin the playoffs a week from tonight. Meanwhile, the Mets' mini 2-game winning streak is finito. Mets dropped to 71-54 on the season. They're now 31-29 in the second half. They are four games behind Palm Beach, essentially five, because Palm Beach has the tiebreak with five to go. Fort Myers now 67-57 overall. They are 26-34 in the second half. The winning pitcher tonight is Jackson Hicks with three scoreless innings. Losing pitcher is Ocampo. And that is it. We can begin the post-game show right now. Why not? Let's get to the scoring summary. It did not happen until the seventh inning. Two outs, or rather one out, single by Rubel Cespedes brought up Keoni Cavaco, the first-round pick in 2019 by Minnesota. Cranked a 390-foot home run straight down the left field line to make it 2-0. That was off Ocampo. And Ocampo walked or hit Nate Baez with the next pitch after he got a strikeout for the second out. He gave up a single to Miller and then walked Scooble. And that led to a pitching change. Colby Kubicek then comes in and surrenders a three-run double down the left field line. All those runs charged to Ocampo. That was 5-0. And with the way the Mets offense was going, that was essentially the nail in the coffin right there in the bottom of the seventh. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score. No runs, two hits, one error for the Mets. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for Fort Myers. The Mets now have five games left to try to hit eight home runs to set the team record. That's going to be a monster task, and they're going to need a four-home run game at some point in time. And after getting two singles tonight, might be too tall. Hitters in the game, Estep went 1-for-3 with the single for the Mets. Dominguez went 1-for-3, and that was it. For Fort Myers, the only multi-game came from Cavaco, 2-for-4 with the home run, which was his 10th of the season. Scooble hit his second double, Cardenas his 18th. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Blade Tidwell, 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He looked the part. I think he's probably going to be lined up for game one next week against Palm Beach, and that should give the Mets fans a comforting feeling. Orellana, after walking two batters to start his night, rallied for three scoreless innings with 2 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Ocampo takes the loss, 2/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 5 runs, a walk and a strikeout, and a hit batter. Kubicek, an inning in the third, 1 hit, no runs of his own, but 3 inherited runs allowed, a walk and 2 strikeouts. For Fort Myers, Bailey Ober, the MLB rehabber from the right groin strain, 4 shutout innings with a hit, a walk, 3 strikeouts. Area, in his team debut with his FCL teammates cheering him on, pitched 2 hitless scoreless with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. And Hicks improves to 5-3. The vegetarian and the club baseball player, the 3 blanked innings at the end with a hit, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Good story there. Ball game played in 2 hours and 36 minutes. In front of 1,062 baseball-loving souls here at Hammond Stadium. Well, we will see what tomorrow brings. Probably another umpire, as Rob Ginther did what he could getting through 8 innings solo. Never a good thing, but everybody managed. We'll see if Connor McKenna can get back out there or if there is a replacement in store. Meanwhile, the Mets will try to start the offensive engines again without Omar De Los Santos. This is kind of similar to what the Mets went through a couple of times this season. One, when they lost Consuegra and Ramirez to their promotions in early July, and then again when they lost William Lugo, who was scorching hot in August. And it took them a little while to get their, you know, their footing. They seemed to be hitting it last week, and then Omar got hurt. And then we're not really sure what's going to be in store for the rest of the week or next week with him. But somehow, the Mets that are currently constructed will have to do a little better than 2 singles and no runs in a 9-inning game if they want to end the regular season on a positive note. Game 2 of this series is tomorrow at 7 o'clock, weather pending, of course. Maybe we can get lucky 2 games in a row. Prepare for a 6:50 airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Radio only, no MILB TV. And if we are not on air at that time, then check Twitter and the website, and it'll tell you why. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Hammond Stadium. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 5, the St. Lucie Mets nothing. I'm Adam McDonald, thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. Hope all of you out there listening have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.